Higher education in the United States is sometimes described as the envy of the world, but lawmakers in Washington are concerned about the quality of education that college students actually get, even at elite institutions. Now, the Bush administration has appointed a commission that's considering standardized testing. It's to gauge college students' skills and find out if institutions are doing as good a job as they say they are. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
From the get-go, U.S. Education Secretary Margaret Spellings put higher education on notice. At her Senate confirmation hearings a year ago, Spellings said, in K-12 education, the federal government provides 8 to 9% of the funding.
But in higher education, we provide, you know, nearly a third. So we are a major investor in higher education in this country.
For that reason alone, Spellings said, colleges and universities must be held accountable. Parents should know how long it'll take for the child to graduate, how much it'll cost, and the chances their son or daughter will drop out.
Currently, we require lots of data from higher ed institutions, but I think I'm not fully confident that we really have much truth in advertising about what the state of the world is with respect to getting out of college.
Right now, Spellings said, everybody's in the dark, and poor graduation and retention rates are only the tip of a much bigger problem. So Spellings appointed a commission on the future of higher education. It's headed by a businessman from Houston and longtime advocate of standardized tests for colleges, Charles Miller. The commission's charge to examine issues of accountability, cost, and quality. Its conclusions thus far, the need for a national database that would include measures of learning pegged to a set of skills like writing, critical thinking, and problem solving. In short, standardized testing at every institution that receives federal funding. David Warren, president of the National Association of Independent Colleges and Universities, says this is a bad idea. The very notion of a national high-stakes, one-size-fits-all exam to rate and rank colleges based on students' test scores is wrong.
You can't have outcomes like this unless you have national standards. And you can't have national standards unless you have a national curriculum. And that's the direction, it seems to me, that the commission is going.
Warren says colleges must reject a cookie-cutter approach to accountability.
Something about measuring 3,706 institutions and 6,000 proprietary institutions with the same measurement instrument just trivializes the outcome.
Ultimately, says Warren, the market will prove to be a better indicator of how colleges and universities are doing.
The market is telling us that what we're doing pretty well. I do not hear the consumer telling us that they don't have data suitable to either get into our institutions or to move through it.
Even if that's true, though, the data available are saying there are problems. Too many college graduates aren't ready for the world of work. A literacy study by the Pew Charitable Trust released last month, for example, showed that over 50% of students at four-year institutions cannot understand a newspaper story or editorial and struggle with basic math, like figuring out a 15% tip. That's what's driving this push for standardized tests for colleges. The Commission on the Future of Higher Education, meanwhile, is split on the issue. It has another 7 months before it makes its final recommendations. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.